I'm Grant Nelson, and this is Rural Reflections. This week, it's a letter to my brother Dave. Now, dear Dave, I've begun this letter in the same way since the mid-70s. Back then, you'd moved to Fordville, North Dakota, and were working as a mechanic. At the time, we would only occasionally correspond because we could visit if you came home on the weekend, which you did pretty frequently. Now, eventually you met your wife, Mary, and moved to New Rockford, North Dakota, which is when we wrote letters more often. Mary also became a pen pal. Now, these letters have always been a simple means of communication, much like our fairly regular Sunday night phone calls are now. I can even remember hooking the clamp from the television antenna to my walkie-talkie so we could communicate on the Citizens Band frequency when you went back to Fordville on the weekends. I guess the need to communicate was always the same, just a little different method. Long-distance phone calls were once a luxury, and now they're included with most phone plans, but nothing delivers the message like a letter. So here you go. Based on the time of year, my assumption is that the planter and sprayer clinics at area ag dealerships like yours, Dave, and other branded baseball cap and catered lunch opportunities are done for 2024. We had a transition workshop for farmers this winter and a private pesticide workshop that were both well attended and really pretty enjoyable. I know you have been hosting clinics and getting equipment serviced and ready for area farmers out there in Carrington. It's time now to nervously wait for the ground to warm up and consider the duality of emotion that it isn't muddy at planting time while still wishing for a nice rain, just as you plant that last seed and are headed for the shop. Now, we are in the middle of preparation for a tree planting project, Dave. It seems we are losing all those nice shelter belts of trees around the area. These trees slow wind, which reduces erosion in the warm months and drifting in the winter, and also snert, snow and dirt. We also removed a lot of buckthorn last year and need to replace them with some trees that block the wind and snow. We're currently getting some land ready for new trees, mostly old pasture that didn't see a lot of use. I spent last year removing the fence, picking brush, and clipping grass. This spring, I trimmed the existing trees so I can drive a tractor close to them, and now it will soon be time to dig up the area to plant the trees. Our plan is to plant plum trees and hackberry trees for wildlife and spruce trees and red derosier to catch snow and reduce the wind. However, all trees are open to the wildlife and all trees hopefully will block some wind. Now, Lisa and I were watching the CMT Music Awards while I wrote you this letter, Dave. This brand of country music is not my tempo, but the performers seem nice. I think Lisa and I were very impressed by the intricate stage show that featured lush colors and beautiful graphics. I miss the time when Don Williams, sitting on a stool and singing his song, was enough for us. Country music has always been on a pendulum, but I'd like to see it swing back to something a little more traditional. Hope all is going well for you, Dave, your little bro. I'm Grant Nelson, and this is Rural Reflections.